The Tampa-based Institute for Business and Home Safety is holding its annual conference at the Convention Center this week. The conference for people in the insurance industries is on property loss reduction. This morning's keynote speaker was Alex Sink, Florida's chief financial officer. In response to the 8 hurricanes that hit Florida in 2004 and 2005, state lawmakers set aside $250 million for the My Safe Florida Home program. The funds were generated from windfall sales tax revenues in the wake of those hurricanes. Sink said that program's mitigation efforts, like helping homeowners get wind inspections and to install storm-resistant roofs and windows, are a model for the rest of the country.
Florida, I believe, is considered a national leader in going beyond just immediate disaster response to build a culture of mitigation, because we have been told over and over again by the insurance industry that the answer to controlling insurance premiums it lies in hardening our homes against hurricanes. Several years ago, when we had back-to-back storms, we had over 2.5 million Florida homeowners suffering almost $33 billion in insured losses from the 8 hurricanes that we had passed through.
Risk modelers predict that mitigation programs like My Safe Florida Home end up saving money, Sink said.
A program like this could help reduce our state's exposure by as much as 26%. So our challenge moving forward in these tough economic times is to continue to build on the momentum, build on the education.
The My Safe Florida Home program has committed all of its allocated funds, and Sink is not optimistic it can obtain more given the state's current financial situation.
Where earlier this year I was hoping to go back in and encourage the legislature to at least set aside $25 or $30 million to enable us to continue the inspection part of the program. The economic situation in the state is pretty bleak right now, and it doesn't mean I won't go back and ask, but the pot is kind of empty, so I don't know where we'll be able to go in terms of continuing this mitigation program, except to say that one answer would be that maybe it's not all good news that we haven't had any hurricanes for 3 years.
Immediately after the 2004-2005 storm seasons, some insurance companies abandoned Florida, Sink said, but the market is beginning to bounce back after 3 years with relatively little hurricane activity.
It did stabilize our market, and we have not seen insurance rate increases in the 2 intervening years. However, we did take on exposure to storm losses of up to $28 or $29 billion.
There are two reasons for the stabilization, Sink said. One is the lack of access to credit markets because of the current financial crisis. The other is that the global reinsurance market has gotten more competitive, causing rates to come down up to 50%, Sink said.
As the longtime businesswoman, I'm thinking, we should be operating this thing like the Federal Reserve. You put money into it to relieve pressure in the market, but then when the markets return to more normal, you pull back on your exposure. So after visiting with people from Lloyd's and talking to the Bermuda reinsurers last year, this time, I realized that we had an opportunity to put our part of our $12 billion exposure back out into the private market with the indications from all the insurers operating here in the state was that any rate impact would have been pretty minimal in the 1 to 4% range.
Many Floridians, including Sink, have pushed for a national catastrophe fund to assist states hit hard by major disasters. Sink said that a CAT fund might be more likely now after the election.
Well, I'm optimistic about the chance of us getting a national catastrophe fund because President-elect Obama did support the concept, and his opponent did not. So for me, as the state's risk manager, I'm encouraged that this is something that is on his radar screen. He's on record as supporting it. Now, what form it takes is certainly uncertain, but the Congress, the House, did pass a National Cat Fund plan within the past 2 years. They just couldn't get it through the Senate, and of course the Bush administration was not at all supportive of the notion, so we knew it wasn't going anywhere.
The St. Petersburg Times reported on Friday that some Floridians who hold insurance policies with Citizens Property Insurance are having a difficult time staying with the state-supported company because they're being aggressively pursued by private insurance companies. Sink told WMNF she is disturbed by this practice.
The legislature did, which is good, did put a provision in that the homeowner can opt out of the new company and remain within Citizens. But it appears that there is not a system in place that if the homeowner desires to stay in Citizens, that they then aren't still subject to yet the next company coming in and identifying that this would be a good policy to have. So I think there's some logistic things that the Citizens people have to work on. If the homeowner knows they want to stay in Citizens forever and a day and they don't want to see any other alternative proposals, then perhaps they should be on a different list, if you will.
You can learn more about the Institute for Business and Home Safety at disastersafety.org. The website for CFO Alex Sink is myfloridacfo.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.